Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
So this Red Table Talk situation is becoming more and more interesting. Jada Pinkett Smith is now oversharing, saying that her new vajayjay is like a 16-year-old's. Why do we need to know that? Pinkett Smith, 46, went on to explain to her mother, Miss Adrienne, and her daughter, Willow, that ever since giving birth, she had had bladder issues that negatively affected her everyday life. Yeah, I'm raising my hand too, right? So the mother of two received three treatments for vajayjay rejuvenation, which I've heard about. You gotta protect a pretty kitty, right? She stated that her bladder issues have completely diminished. She has a new vajayjay and everything is great. She really shares a little too much. I'm not ready to hear that, but I'm happy that she has a 16-year-old hoo-ha. So Jay-Z turned down an NFL Super Bowl offer, because you can do that when you're Jay-Z, right? Mm-hmm. Jay-Z says the NFL approached him to perform at the Super Bowl, but he shut him down saying, "You need me? I don't need you." Nobody can say that. Okay, it's all a part of Jay-Z's new song with Beyonce called Ape S. Get the album, you know what I'm talking about. It's featuring Quavo and Offset, which dropped this past weekend. At 3 minutes and 31 seconds, this is where you'll hear Jay-Z say, "I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me. I don't need you. Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too." I can't rap, but you get the message. There were reports back in 2017 that Jay-Z gave a thumbs up to the NFL, but hadn't commented before the NFL essentially denied it, saying no decisions had been made. Would Jay-Z lie about that? Okay. Dr. Dre is reportedly working on a Marvin Gaye film. I'm scratching my head to this, according to The Shade Room. There have been few attempts to make a film about Marvin Gaye. Many of those projects have not been released, but another well-known name in Hollywood is the next person to work on it. It's Dr. Dre, and according to Variety magazine, Dr. Dre is in the early stages of working on a film about Marvin Gaye. Sources have revealed that he's reportedly secured the rights to the late singer's music. In the past, F. Gary Gray, Cameron Crowe, James Gandolfini, and others, including Jesse Martin and Lenny Kravitz, have all tried to bring Marvin Gaye's story to movie screens. Keyword, tried. Dr. Dre's project is the most recent to be authorized by the Gaye family since Jamie Foxx landed the rights. No word on when the movie will start production, so we're pretty much in the early stages. Congratulations to Dr. Dre. Congratulations to Michael Jackson's family. They're bringing him to Broadway. The Legends Estate announced today that it's agreed to develop a stage musical that should make its Broadway debut in 2020, and this according to the New York Times. The musical is going to feature an acclaimed creative team, including Pulitzer-winning playwright Lynn Nottage, and the show is going to be directed and choreographed by Tony Award winner Christopher Wilton. So it's going to be any different than all the movies we've seen? Okay, I'm not ready for this. Jocelyn Hernandez gets her own reality TV show. I knew it was going to happen. So the Puerto Rican princess will be headed back to reality TV. The show is set to begin production at the end of July. It's going to be produced by Carlos King, who's produced Real Housewives of Atlanta, other notable shows as well. Jocelyn is the EP, and she's also negotiated a deal with to get them to agree to produce a Latin single. I think it needs subtitles. That's all. I just want subtitles.